The Trump administration wants to cut $9.2 billion, or 13.5%, from the Education Department's budget. It's a dramatic downsizing that would significantly reduce funding for after-school programs, programs that are especially helpful to low-income families because they offer supervision, tutoring, and in some cases, meals. If Congress approves the cuts, more than 100 after-school programs in Vermont could be affected, including two in Rutland. VPR's Nina Keck has that story.
It's after 4 p.m., but a small group of first and second graders is busy in the library of Rutland's Northwest School.
So let's look for, let's see if we can find an owl, a bear, and a baseball bat.
I'm going to look for the owl.
Baseball bat.
Nice job.
I'm going to look for the owl.
Okay. These kids are taking part in Rutland's Tapestry program, which provides after-school care till 5:30 p.m. Ryan Connell, a Tapestry paraeducator, moves from child to child, gently encouraging or redirecting as needed.
So we're going to give Noah space, and we're going to find something else to do for right now. So right now, we are coloring, we're reading, or we're drawing.
Down the hall, kindergartners are making bunnies out of popsicle sticks, while older kids play basketball in the gym.
So in our entire program, we are in 8 different schools, and there are several hundred students that are participating on any given day.
That's Deb Hathaway, executive director of the Tapestry program, which targets kindergarten through 6th grade. Last year, they also launched a new program for middle and high school students. Families who can afford it pay $15 a day to participate, but many receive subsidies. Amanda Gurney works at Rutland Northwest School and says her 14-year-old son Braden takes part in the middle school program. I ask her what Braden would be doing without it.
He might be going home and hanging out. Who knows where they could be going? I mean, they could be going, you know, to hang out wherever. I mean, I have to work until at least 5:30 or 6, so it's important for him to have a positive place to go after school that's, you know, in a sense, going to keep him entertained and out of trouble.
But funding for the program comes from a $1.2 billion grant that President Trump wants to eliminate. It's called the 21st Century Community Learning Centers Initiative, 21C for short, a fund specifically targeted to after-school and summer programs in disadvantaged communities around the country. White House Budget Chief Mick Mulvaney defended the proposed cuts during a recent press conference.
They're supposed to be educational programs, right? I mean, that's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to help kids who don't get fed at home get fed so they do better in school. Guess what? There's no demonstrable evidence they're actually doing that. There's no demonstrable evidence they're actually helping results, helping kids do better in school.
But a number of studies, including a U.S. Department of Education report, conclude that student participation in after-school programs has led to improvement in achievement and behavior. Emmanuel Betts agrees. He coordinates the 21C program in Vermont, which helps fund more than 100 programs statewide.
We're certainly seeing in the after-school programs an increase of where regular attendees are going to school more on average. We're seeing a really strong trend in their academic performance. And we're also seeing a lot of skill-based positive effects, such as building confidence, friendships, collaboration skills, research, etc.
The president's call to eliminate 21C funding would mean Vermont would lose $5.5 million a year. That's troubling, says Betts, but he says there's historically been bipartisan support in Congress for after-school programs, so he remains hopeful the funding will remain. But back at Rutland's Northwest School, Deb Hathaway rolls her eyes in frustration as she talks about what the president's cuts would mean if approved. Their after-school program for middle and high school students would disappear, she says. And pointing to kindergartners working on a craft in front of her, she says the K-6 program would face cuts in staff and services.
His budget will cut a tremendous amount of very beneficial programs to our children that are struggling, living in poverty, are homeless, all sorts of different things. And he says they don't work. Well, you're looking at someone that struggled as a child.
Hathaway says she grew up in a poor household where college wasn't considered an option until a federal program called Upward Bound changed her life.
I was able to learn about college. I was nurtured in the summer, and I now have 2 master's degrees, and I'm also almost finishing my dissertation right now.
Programs that help disadvantaged students prepare for college are also on the president's chopping block, something Hathaway finds equally short-sighted. She says breaking the cycle of poverty is hard. To do it, she says communities and lawmakers need to understand that children are society's biggest resource and that kids need to be supported if we want them to succeed. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.